This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo and Jono this evening with a very special show for a very special man.
Mr. George Michael has been an icon of the music industry for over 30 years, starting off in Wham, then going on to a very successful solo career. He has just released a brand new album. It is called Symphonica. Some of his greatest hits and some of his favourite songs by other people, which he has recorded with a full symphony orchestra, and we're going to highlight and listen to that album over the next hour.
George Michael has been an icon of mine since I was a young kid, pretty much. I remember buying the fantastic album, the Make It Big album. I even had a Wham t-shirt, and there's a photo of me somewhere, Jono, in pink fluoro shorts with my Wham t-shirt on.
We should have found that photo, I feel, for tonight's show.
But yeah, I've always admired him for his songwriting, his producing. He's an amazing singer, and he's sold over 100 million units worldwide. So
he certainly is very, very successful and written some great tracks along the way. He has still got the voice, and we're about to find that out over the next hour as we play some of our favourite tracks from his brand new album. We do love to hear from you, though, so if you want to get in touch with us tonight,
you can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427JOY949. We're on Twitter and Facebook, SoundMuseum949. I'll be tweeting all night the songs that we're playing on the George Michael special. And if you want to win a copy of the new album, just email us then, onair@joy.org.au, and you can go into George to win a copy of the new album from Mr. George Michael.
You need to be a Joy member and can't have won a prize in the last 2 weeks, but SMS us 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We'll draw that before the end of the show. Right now, I think we should get straight into it, and one of my very favourite George Michael tracks. I love the meaning behind the song. I love the way he delivers it. The lyrics are just fantastic. It is a George Michael classic.
It is called
Praying for Time, and here it is, the Symphonica version on Joy 94.9.
It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to a wall, there is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late, then maybe we should all be praying for time.
That song hit the number one spot in America back in 1990. George Michael and Praying for Time on Joy 94.9. That version taken from his brand new album, Symphonia, which we are listening to tonight on the Sound Museum.
Symphonia, I love that track. And talking of love, I'm Feeling Good. This was recorded way back in 1964. It was actually originally from a stage show called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Became a huge hit when Nina Simone recorded it back in 1965 for her album. And this was also covered by, very famously, by Michael Bublé.
It is a great song. It's one of the covers that George Michael has chosen to do for his brand new album. And here it is on Joy.
Feeling Good.
It's a new day, it's a new life, and I'm feeling good.
This is George Michael, the voice of a generation, with his brand new album, Symphonica. Cowboys and angels, 17 classic songs, including the new single, Let Her Down Easy.
Her heart is on the line. Let her down easy.
George Michael, Symphonica, out now.
Joy sponsor.
You have a Sound Museum tonight with myself, Leo, and Jono this evening, celebrating the George Michael album, Symphonica,
which he has just released. You know, the thing I love about this album is it is all recorded live. There are no special effects on this album. There's no redoing takes over and over again to get it right. This is his voice live, and it is just as good as it ever was. He sounds amazing, backed by a full orchestra on this album, doing some of his hits that he's written himself, but also songs by other people that are some of his favourites to perform live.
Bit of a story, Jono. This next track is one of my favourite George Michael songs. I just adore this track. It's so simplistic.
It's probably the best thing he's written,
effective.
To be fair.
It's just a stunning, stunning track. He released it back in 1986. It was his second, I guess, solo single, but he was still with Wham at the time. And this reached number one in the UK. I just adore this track.
It is just a wonderful, wonderful song. One of my favourite George Michael songs, if not my absolute favourite George Michael song.
Oh, it's a different corner.
Oh, a different corner,
yes.
Sorry. There we go.
You enjoy.
I don't understand it. For you, it's a breeze. Little by little, you brought me to my knees. Don't you care? Stop my tears, and I'm so scared of this love. And if all that there is this fear of being used, I should go back to being lonely and confused. If I could, I would.
I'm not sure if that's the best thing George Michael's ever recorded or if the next track we're going to play is the best thing that George Michael's ever recorded.
I love that track. Take note, people, if you want perfect vocals, and it's a gorgeous song.
George Michael from his brand new album Symphonica, which we are playing tonight inside the Sound Museum. You know, these songs that he wrote, like Praying for Time and A Different Corner and the next one that we're about to play, he wrote while he was like still living the life of a straight man. Really, wasn't he? And yet the lyrics just relate so well to things
us.
That I've been through.
Yeah.
Anyone
who's gone through a lot in their life. And
love and breakups and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Now, One More Try. This was released back in 1988 from his debut solo album, Faith. This reached number one in the US and in Canada as well. Didn't reach the top spot in the UK, but at this time in his career, he was huge in the US and Canada. So
this is a beautiful, beautiful track. And it's, I guess, about a relationship breakup and saying, obviously, that they want to give it one more try. Very emotional, great, great lyrics in this track. Mm-hmm. And the live version of this is just fantastic. If you are enjoying the music that we're playing tonight from George Michael, you can win a copy of his album if you are a Joy member. All you need to do is SMS us on 0427 Joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Here is George Michael, One More Try.
There are things that I still have to learn, but the one thing
touch you. Because it ain't no joke for an uptown boy, just as unwilling to try. I'm so cold inside, I'm just not willing to try. Just one more try, I said maybe. Just one more try, is it gonna be better, baby? Just one more try, I said maybe. Just one more try, maybe. Just one more try.
George Michael, one more try, from his album Faith from way back in 1988. From the new live album Symphonica, which we're giving away tonight. If you want to win a copy, just email onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS 0427JOY949. Big hi to Dean. He's loving the George Michael music tonight, as is Sammy. If you want to get in contact, you can do so on Facebook and Twitter as well, SoundMuseum949.
And hello to Sarah as well. Send us a message in Sammy and Sarah. SNS. Hey, now, as with all things nowadays, they really release a standard version of the album, and then they normally release a deluxe version of the album with a couple of extra tracks.
Yes.
Why don't they just put all the tracks on the standard edition?
Because, doll, you pay more for the deluxe.
Well, I think they should just make one. But anyway, there is a deluxe edition of the album with a couple of bonus tracks.
Yeah.
And we will play one of those bonus tracks for you now.
And this track here appears on the deluxe edition of the album. This was released back in 1997 from the third album, Older, reached number two in the UK at the time, was held off by the number one spot by a very important song by Elton John. Of course, when Princess Diana passed away, he released Candle in the Wind, and that song, I guess rightly so, kept it off the top spot, but I think George wouldn't have minded for that.
Well, it was quite interesting because this song reached number two in the charts, and part of that was because radio stations rushed to play this song when Princess Diana passed away, because the lyrics, "You have been loved," seemed quite appropriate at the time, and with George Michael being such a huge UK act, it was kind of appropriate that Elton had number one and George had number two, both with very poignant songs. And whilst this wasn't written about Diana, the lyrics can sort of reflect anyone that has been loved and passed away.
Dim the lights down. This is George Michael. You have been loved. Enjoy.
So what's the use in pressing palms if you won't keep such love from harm? It's a cruel world you've so much to prove. And heaven held the ones who wait for you. Daughters, I've no sons. Guess I'm the only one living in my life. Take care, my love, he says. Don't think that God is dead. Take care, my love, he says. You have me loved.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online.
at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is 29 minutes to 10 on your Wednesday night with Jono and Leo inside the Sound Museum. Tonight we're looking at George Michael and especially his brand new album, Symphonica.
Stunning album. And I know you guys are enjoying it because all these lovely emails coming through. Big hi to Mark and Paul. Thank you for your emails, guys. Loving the music tonight here on Joy. And George Michael has always been a big favourite of ours as well. So we're honoured to bring in this special to you. Wham! He got started in Wham, of course, with Andrew Ridgeley back in the early 80s. And they only released two studio albums, but God, were they great songs? Do you know what I mean? Like, really, really great songs. And in Australia here, this next track reached number two and number one in the UK, of course. This is the very, very last Wham single.
We are going to take a bit of a break from Symphonica for just a moment and remember when George Michael made Dirty Pop Records. And this is one of my favourite Wham tracks. It's got one of the best George Michael lyrics in it ever, which is, "There's a place for us in a dirty movie because no one does it better than me and you."
Oh, I love it.
So we played a few sad George Michael songs tonight because most of his other solo singles were about breaking up and unhappiness in relationships. Yeah. So if you're sitting at home tonight with someone you think's a little bit sexy,
get up and dance.
Then make a dirty movie to this track. Guarantee you're clicking your fingers to that one. It is Wham at the Edge of Heaven on Joy 94.9.
Oh, I love that song.
23 minutes to 10 o'clock. It is our George Michael special tonight as we celebrate his Symphonica album. And we're heading back to that one now.
Yeah, this track here is another cover. This one here was first done by Terence Trent D'Arby on his 1993 album, Symphony or Damn. And this track, Lay Her Down Easy, is a gorgeous, gorgeous track.
It's been chosen as the first single from the George Michael album. I'm not quite sure why, because I think there are actually better tracks on it. But anyway. Here is George Michael's take on the Terence Trent D'Arby track. This is Let Her Down Easy. You're inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you and nature anyway, let her down easy. Her heart is on the dime. Let her down easy and she'll grow up in time.
You'll say SMS 0427 Joy 949.
You're on Joy 94.9 this evening inside the Sound Museum with myself, Leo, and Jono tonight, celebrating the new album from Mr. George Michael, Symphonica on Joy.
This is your last chance to win a copy because I'm busily putting all the entries into the machine that draws one out.
Yeah, so you can email onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS 0427joy949 and you could win a copy of George's brand new album. Big hi to Stephanie, loving the music tonight, and she also loved Mike Harley special yesterday as well, so thanks for listening in, Stephanie.
You're the king of the specials, you are.
Well, you know, we just do what we do here at Joy.
Also got a message in from Paul and from Mark and from someone else and put their name on it, but you're all in the draw.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dean as well. And I'm all in the draw for the George Michael album, which we will get the computer to draw shortly. Right now, 17 minutes to 10 o'clock, and it's time for another track from the album. This one has been a favourite on George Michael's live playlist for many, many years. He's done this quite a number of times at his concerts, so no surprise it was included on the album.
It was originally from his 1999 album, Songs from the Last Century. This song was from the 1930s Great Depression. It's a gorgeous track. Brother, can you spare me a dime?
Here it is on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo. It's George Michael.
Say, don't you remember? They called me out. It was hell all the time. Say, don't you remember?
Brother, can you spare a dime on Joy 94.9, taken from the brand new George Michael album, Symphonica. We are about to draw the winner of the George Michael album, but before we do that, we're going to go back to some of his earlier stuff.
Classic from 1984. Now, that was a great year for music. Madonna was emerging. There was Prince, Michael Jackson, and George Michael. This track was huge, number one all over the world. It's not on the new album, but we have to play this track tonight.
We most certainly do, because it's a George Michael special, and so therefore you can't not play this track. You're on Joy 94.9. We have now found the track we wanted to play. It's one with you and I. We just presume each other's got it. Needs no introduction, really.
Love this track. You're on Joy.
George. Oh, you're not George, you're Leo.
1984. Oh, great year for music. Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Imagine if you'd written a song like that and that was all you'd done in your entire career. You would have just made millions. The amount of money he would have made out of that song.
Ask Andy Ridgely, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Plays golf all day.
There you go.
He came at it.
George Michael and Careless Whisper on Joy 94.9. 6 minutes to 10 with Jono and Leo inside the Sound Museum. Almost time for us to get out of here. Got to say a big congratulations though to Paul from South Melbourne. You are the winner of the new George Michael album. So I hope you've enjoyed the tracks that you've heard over the last hour, because you've now got yourself a copy of the CD.
Stunning album, so enjoy that.
I'll give you a call in a minute and tell me you when and where you can pick it up.
It's been a great show, Jono.
It has been.
Yeah, really, really fun show. Going back and listening to amazing George Michael music, his songs, his voice is incredible. Love the new album. Get a copy. If you have one tonight, get a copy this week. It's online and in stores right now.
How could you not love the exactly. show tonight when it's an hour of George Michael? The brand new album, Symphonica, is in stores now. If you want to get yourself a copy of it, go and pick it up. And if you do like a bit of George Michael, there's no plans for him to tour here anytime soon. But Mr. Anthony Kalia, who is the Monday breakfast host on Joy 94.9 at the moment, he's actually doing a full concert of George Michael songs on May 16th at Crown. So if you like yourself a bit of George and want to support some local music,
I'm going. Front row.
Of course you are.
There you go.
Go and hear a bit of Anthony Kalia doing George Michael. We are going to leave you tonight, though,
with this song from the album. It's called Cowboys and Angels. This was released back in 1991 from his fifth single from his album Listen Without Prejudice. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous track.
I think this is my favourite track by George Michael, Cowboys and Angels. It's just something about the title and the song. It's a brilliant, brilliant song. We're out of here. Leo's back on Friday morning on the Friday Morning Show with special guest Jessica Malboy.
Yes.
I am back next Tuesday morning for breakfast, and we're both back next Wednesday night for the Sound Museum. We'll see you then. But from ourselves and George, it's good night.
Good night.
Cowboys and angels, they all have the time for you. What should I imagine? That I was designed for you. Why should I believe that you would stay? Put that scar on your face.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Maybe we This is George Michael, the voice of a generation, with his brand new album, Symphonica.
Would have met cowboys and angels.
17 classic songs, including the new single, Let Her Down Easy.
Her heart is on the line. Let her down easy.
George Michael, Symphonica, out now.
Joy sponsor.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.